All right. So we're going to we're already recording, so we got all that on.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, oops. Sorry.
Welcome to the Red Hill Podcast, a podcast by Salukis, for Salukis, and anyone else that wants to listen.
All right, so welcome to the Red Hill Podcast, episode 2 for season 2. I once again am Mr. Potts, but today I am joined by
Mariah,
Ollie,
Louisa.
And today we are talking homecoming. At the time of recording, it's a couple of days before homecoming week begins. This will actually drop on Monday of homecoming week. So this will drop on day one of homecoming week. Mm. But we do want to record a bit of a little preview for homecoming. It's kind of like the big event on the Red Hill school calendar, especially when it comes to the fall. And we've got kind of like four different perspectives from homecoming, if you think about it. Because, right, your band.
Mm-hmm. Alto sax.
So you kind of approach it from the band area. And Ollie approaches it from cheerleader. Because she's a cheerleader who'll be cheering at the homecoming game and stuff like that, and in the parade as, you know, with the cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. And Louisa is approaching this from a international student viewpoint.
Yeah.
Coming from France. Mm-hmm. And you haven't really experienced a high school homecoming before.
Never.
Yeah. Are you excited?
A lot.
Yay.
So this is going to be your very first one. You guys, this is your third.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Like, it doesn't feel like we've done it that many times.
We only have one more after this. Isn't that crazy?
I'm not ready.
I was just thinking about this the other day.
Mariah, what's the part of homecoming that you're looking forward to the most?
Ooh, that's difficult. Like homecoming itself or like the whole week?
Just like in the week.
I don't know. I just really like seeing everybody dressed up, and I feel like a lot of people are going to participate this year. I'm really looking forward to Wednesday for Dynamic Duo.
Me too.
Yeah. Like, I'm really excited for that. So.
Who's your Dynamic Duo?
Laurel Buchanan. Shout out to Laurel.
No spoilers. I'm not going to ask you to give away who you are.
Oh. But
I'm really excited for my costume. Me and Carson, Annie's friend.
Wait, who's Annie?
Easton? Lily. Her friend Lily.
Who's Lily?
She's a freshman. Lily
Clark.
Oh,
yeah.
Louisa, are you teamed up with anyone for Dynamic Duo?
Yeah.
Who are you teamed up with?
Lua. Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
For those listening at home, that was Lua literally shouting out her own shout out. I'm actually teamed up as well. I'm teamed up with Izzy.
Really? Oh,
yeah. Fun. Yeah. Izzy and I are Dynamic Duo.
That's funny.
What Dynamic are you most Duo excited Day. For?
Monday the after.
Because we have the day off.
Yeah.
Because we got the game and dance on Saturday. Actually, the FCA Fields of Faith is on that Sunday, and then Monday's a day off. Oh. And from the teacher standpoint, from like the faculty standpoint, it's so much fun. I like dress up days too. I like seeing everyone dress up and things like that. But yeah, by the time it's over, it's like
finally.
It's kind of nice to get back to the boring old routine.
That's homecoming week is like my worst nightmare. I like homecoming. I like putting on a dress, but having to pick out all my dress up outfits and the cheerleaders, we have to do so much extra stuff in the homecoming week. So I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I just get stressed out.
Are you guys involved in student council also?
I'm not.
Okay. I am.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it's so much. But I'm glad to be a part of it. It's just a lot, like, to get it all put together and trying to like get money right, but also make it cute. And then Sunday we're gonna have to tear it down, which is sad, but this is actually my first year doing it, so
I'm just excited to put on my dress.
Oh, I love my dress. It's very like not like me, like
it's not you,
like it's not like it's not like if there was a dress that like represented me, it would be the one last year, I feel like. But this one is kind of like, it's really different from what I've done before, which is why I like it.
Mm. But I get the same kind of dress every single year since literally seventh grade. I've worn the same kind. It's like strapless and then flowy at the bottom.
It suits you.
Every year. That's what I wear every year, but I love it.
What color is yours again?
Black.
Black. Perfect.
I'm so excited.
Until they find a darker color.
Black.
It's my color.
Louisa, you have your dress yet?
Yeah, I do.
Excellent.
It's red. I'm excited to wear it.
Oh.
Is it like bright red or like dark red?
This red.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like kind of like a middle tone.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I'm excited to get my nails done too. Get my hair root color, get my nails done. I'm so excited.
I don't have to pay for acrylics this year because I've been taking care of my natural nails.
Oh.
Whoa, those are natural?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, don't look at this one. This one's missing polish. But these ones, my left hand is good. My right hand I use for, like, I don't know, everything. So they always chip and break or something.
So we were talking about dressing up and dress up days and things like that. That's dance talk, which the dance theme is ancient Greece, or a night in Greece, I should say.
And yeah. That kind of threw me off. Like, in past, we've done, like, Disney or, like...
Haunted Homecoming.
Yeah, like...
Like, how do you...
Stuff like that. But then, like, we go to, like, a night in Greece, and I was like, wow, how are we going to, like, tie this together? Like,
yes.
I was not expecting the same thing. It's got a theme.
And especially with the floats and stuff. Like, I know that...
I'm kind of glad we're not doing a night in Paris, because then I feel like you'd be judging everything.
Yeah.
You're like, I traveled all the way to America for this.
Really?
I just, like, with the floats and stuff, like, I knew that there was going to be at least one class that did, like, a god or goddess, you know? But, like, I don't know. I was worried, but it got creative. I think it turned out good. Mm-hmm. A lot of people had a lot of ideas that I didn't think of, so.
I'm excited to see what the dance turns out like. Looking like and things like that.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited for that. I mean, it's gonna be a lot of work to put it all together, you know, but like I'm excited to see what it'll look like.
So our dress up days are Monday is dress for the ages, which you dress for different stages of life. So the seniors are senior citizens. The juniors have to adult.
I'm so excited.
I'm gonna wear like skinny jeans and like a flannel that buttons
a
up
a chuggy top.
Senior sophomores will be teenagers.
They don't have to change anything.
So they literally don't have to dress up that day.
They got to get dressed good the whole day.
They literally just, yeah.
I would wear like a really like grungy outfit, you know? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now see, that was a couple years ago. I don't remember which year it was. They did like the decades, and one was like 90s day. So I got to dress up like I did in college.
Oh, I love that.
It was so great. Sophomores are teenagers, freshmen, babies.
Yeah,
I can't imagine what so like
Annie's wearing a onesie. I think her and Carson.
Oh my god,
they have to have pacifiers
or like a fake diaper.
I'm sure there'll be lots of pacifiers. Tuesday, Toga Tuesday.
Oh, I'm not excited for that.
Me neither.
I don't even know. I don't even.
I mean, technically, it's like wear white and gold.
Yeah,
my mom's getting a sheet and she's gonna tie it into make me look like I'm wearing a toga.
Yeah, you just need like a flat bed sheet for that one. That one should be easy.
And like we have a gold headband and like a gold like thing to go on your toga.
I have one too. Yeah.
I just don't like, I don't know. I wanted something more exciting.
Yeah, exactly. Something more creative.
But it'll look nice in a picture. I feel like.
I feel like though having somewhat of a generic theme like that, it's going to invite more people to do it though.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I think if you get
like
too
just like a white shirt, even.
Yeah, if you get too like a couple years ago, they did a Living Yearbook Day where you just wore a white T-shirt and had people sign your shirt.
Oh,
that's so cool!
I like that.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't know about that, but that ended up being a lot of fun.
We should run that back next
year.
That
was that was a really neat one last year, or not last year. I think we did that one 3 years ago. But that one was a lot of fun. So everyone was going around signing everyone's shirts and things like that. And you would like wear a long, long sleeve. And so you have more area for people to sign your shirt and stuff like that.
I love that.
Wednesday dynamic duo. We've talked about that. Thursday frat versus sorority.
See, I was confused about that. Cause like I know like the frat style, like we've seen that, but like sorority, I was a little bit confused on that.
I know exactly how I'm dressing up for that one. I'm breaking out my college outfits.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna steal some of Tyler's clothes.
I'm going straight back to where straight back to 96, baby.
You are really looking forward to this. I'm here for it.
Anytime I can relive the glory days.
Yes.
I'm lying, I've never had glory days. Friday's always the big day. Class game day. The competitions between the classes.
Oh yeah. That's always fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
I love how everybody gets into it.
Luisa, did you sign up for one of the games?
I did.
Which one?
Skitter Bowl.
And
I'm trying to convince other exchange students, but they don't want to. So. Lua did. You did, sorry.
What? Sign up for a game. Are you in any of the games?
Yes, I signed up for Powder Puff, Skitter Bowl, and Tug of War. I signed up for two before they told us we could, and I was like, eh, scandalous. I knew they were going to need more people.
Rebel.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, everything is literally empty right now.
Exactly.
In your classroom.
And you know what? On our classroom, it was like, these games need more people. And I was like, yeah, pff, not me. I'm already signed up.
Mariah, what are you signed up for?
Tug of War and I think Skittle Bowl.
You weigh like 20 pounds. You signed up for Tug of War?
You know, I really like
Every
Tug of
person
War.
Counts.
Exactly.
Tug of War? That's like the one you really like.
Yeah.
How'd you like that?
Well, okay, so in past, like, all the, like, everybody in the class did it, so I didn't think it was anything of it. But then I told a couple people, and they were like, why would you sign up for Tug of War?
No, they act like it's strong. Embarrassing. And I'm like, we need everybody to sign up
I
for
know,
Tug
like,
of
I
War.
I thought that the whole class was going to, and then now.
Exactly. Like,
it's just guys, it's let's literally, not sign it's up. Literally Mariah versus the world.
Let's not sign up for Tug of War and not tell Mariah. That's what happened. Just
literally.
Now.
No, that was the first thing I signed up for, because it's like, you can.
Oh, so you're in it too?
Yes.
Okay, can we be beside each other?
Yes, and then I told someone else, and they were like, I'm not playing Tug of War. And I was like, what?
I know, everybody is like, no.
We are so putting the GoPro cameras on them.
Why are we acting like Tug of War?
Please, we need to.
Why?
POV video of them in Tug of War.
Why are we acting like Tug of War is embarrassing? Like, what?
Mariah gets dragged across the track.
Do you guys know, I'm like super strong, and I'm going to win this
sleeper build, and it's scary.
She completely hulks out and just like.
Actually.
Is swinging the rope with the class on the other end and over her head.
Guys.
Another big part of homecoming week, float building.
Oh my God.
So Friday, after the competitions are done, parade.
Me and Mariah are just not excited.
It's just, no, okay.
We picked the right people to do the homecoming.
Yeah, that's fun.
Everything.
Yeah.
Hey, we're doing this.
No.
Parade of doom and despair.
The parade, we haven't practiced marching for, this is band, okay? I don't know about cheer.
But I don't have to ride with the cheerleaders.
You're marching with us in band.
Yes. Cheer doesn't march.
In my cheer uniform. They ride on top of the fire truck and they throw out candy or something.
You're going to march with us.
Yes.
In your cheer uniform.
In my cheer. Yes.
What? I thought you would want to be with the cheerleaders. Usually when it comes to marching in band, you're like, oh, man. You're happy?
I'm just going to not speak on this topic. Yes, I'm happy to march with the band.
Okay. Well, no, I'm happy that you are.
Alice, I'm happy to march in my cheer uniform because I am.
Are we marching in band uniforms?
I would hope so.
I'm not.
Like
your drum majors behind you say, yes, you are.
Yes, we are. Okay. Thank you. Actually,
it just so happens the drum majors are right behind Mariah as she asked that question.
As much, shout out to Matthew and Josie. But as much as I like as hot as it is in those uniforms and as uncomfortable as it is, like I can't bend down or it'll like snap. But as uncomfortable as it can be, they look so nice and I feel like we're taken more seriously in them. And like even if we mess up, it's like, I don't know.
Oh, well, they're wearing uniforms. They're awesome.
Look how sleek they look. They look so good.
Now, Luisa, are you going to be in the parade with, like, senior class or?
I have no idea because this is not going as well as I thought it was going to be. This is just annoying. People not explaining what we're going to do, and I don't understand anything. So that's why I'm not talking about it because it's just not going well. I'm annoyed by all of this, so that's why I was not talking with you guys.
So, Alvil, all the things that we've talked about, though, what's the thing that's got you most curious?
Like what I'm most excited for?
Not necessarily excited for. We'll do curious first. Because there's like, you know, you're like wondering
like
how did, because you haven't seen any of this, so you're thinking, okay, how is this going to work?
Probably the float building and the parade at the end of the week.
So no one in the classes have told you how the float building is going to go, how that works
yet? They kind of told me, but it's just not happening.
No, nothing happened.
I know, but like in the meeting, nothing's happening. Nobody's explaining with words.
Unfortunately, that's very typical.
Everybody's just sleeping during the meeting. It's like 7 a.m. and nothing's going. Yeah, I'm just... It's okay.
Most of the time with float building, this is how I've always noticed it. Most of the time with float building, it ends up like you only have the most basic and most general idea beforehand.
Yeah.
And then the entire thing is as you go, as it's being built, that's when the planning happens.
Yeah.
That's the crazy mm-hmm. part about it. That's how it happened all 4 years when I would help out with Aiden's class. It was like they came in with like, okay, we have the theme, which... So we wish we could tell you a little bit more about how Flowbone goes, but it's just chaos.
Yes.
There is no
before. There's no system to it. No, it's just how it happens.
It's just one of those things you just have to experience it in the now. There's no prepping or explaining.
So I'm just
going to
be confused for a week.
You are just going to be confused for the whole week.
Probably. My freshman year, I was so confused. Like I was... I was lost, and I was just like waiting for somebody to tell me what to do.
And nobody's gonna tell you. I've been asking people, and it's like you'll just see.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, they're not being mean or anything. That's literally just what it is.
There's no better way to explain it.
It just stresses me out.
Yeah, and it stresses the class sponsors out too, the teachers out as well. So you are right where everybody. So you actually are experiencing it exactly the way you're supposed to experience
Perfect.
It.
Yeah, yes. The way everybody else is.
Yeah, nobody is hiding anything.
I feel better.
Yeah, nobody's hiding anything from you. This is just how it goes around.
This is how I feel. I feel like you guys are hiding stuff from me all the time.
Yeah, we have this humongous like inside information that we're hiding just from you.
We're hazing the international students.
That's what I thought. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Only the ones from France, though.
Okay.
So the Germans know everything.
Okay. Perfect.
Not at all.
It's even better.
So what is now that that's the most curious part? What is the part that you're most excited about?
The dress up days, literally. That's gonna be so fun.
Which like is there a dress up day that you're more excited for than another?
I don't think so.
What?
Not really. Like the duo thing. We've got a pretty cool duo thing at Lua. And
that's exciting.
Yeah.
I just really like the duo idea. But I'm also excited for, like, Dress the Ages, like the adult.
That's going to be so fun.
Mm-hmm, for juniors.
Yeah, but the adults weren't assigned anything. So we're like, what do we dress as?
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Do you guys do, like, senior citizen? Like,
deceased?
Super senior citizens.
We're ghosts. If everyone's, like, older, the seniors are senior citizens, we're basically the ghosts. Yeah. All right, so homecoming 2025 is pretty much here.
Rapidly approaching.
By the time everyone's listening to this, it will be here. We'll be neck deep into it, and we'll find out if anyone is telling Louisa what's going on.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys.
We will
post
clueless.
Updates throughout the week to see if Louisa is.
I just accidentally called her Lula.
Podcast every day of me telling you again what's going on.
I would love to do an after podcast. A special after episode, just to kind of see if you now understand. Because you will go through it all, and you're like, I have no idea what I just did.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Will Louisa stay clueless, or will she be acknowledged?
We're ending on a cliffhanger. So is this episode of the Red Hill Podcast. Once again, I am Mr. Potts.
I'm Mariah.
I'm Ollie.
I'm Louisa.
And we will see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.